He became aware of someone approaching him from behind, but didn't budge.
Beautiful work, isn't it?
A basso-voiced human said in Basic. Plagueis turned to find a tall man of patrician bearing standing at the threshold to a larger room.
As is the view, Plagueis said, gesturing broadly toward the lake.
Dressed casually, though in fine taste, the silver-haired man advanced into the foyer.
I'm so glad you decided to accept my invitation to visit, Magister Damask.
The presence of armed guards suggested an absence of choice, Kusinga Palpatine.
They were for your protection, Magister.
I never thought of Naboo as a dangerous world.
For some, it is, the elder Palpatine said. But now that you are here, allow me to show you around.
The tour took them through a dozen rooms adorned with plush carpets and works of art. Stonework predominated, but the furniture was constructed of the galaxy's most prized hardwoods. By the time they stepped down onto the veranda, the woman and the youth were nowhere to be seen, but the breeze had picked up and a storm was threatening. Kusinga Palpatine indicated an island in the distance, and the stately house that rose from the shore.
That is Varakino, he explained, a prize of the Lake Country. Once owned by the poet Omar Barranco, and presently occupied by the Nabire family.
He glanced at Plagueis.
Are you perhaps familiar with Barranco's masterwork, The Defense of Naboo?
Sadly, no.
I'll arrange for you to be provided with a translation.
A copy in the original text would be fine. I'm fluent in your language. Testing him, Kusinga Palpatine switched to Naboo to say,
Yes, I understand you've become quite the expert on Naboo politics.
Before Plagueis could respond, he waved his hand in front of a censer that summoned three servants onto the veranda, each bearing trays of food and drink. Plagueis exhaled in a fatigued way.
More food, he thought. More olfactory stimulation for human noses.
They sat opposite each other at the same table the woman and youth had occupied earlier, and remained silent while the servants laid out the repast.
Fresh fruits, vegetables, and farinaceous dishes, Palpatine said, indicating the spread. No shark or other meats.
Plagueis forced a smile. Perhaps you'll take up a study of the Mune language next. His host frowned, then sat back in his chair to allow the servants to heap food on his plates. He didn't begin eating until the servants had exited, and stopped after only a few mouthfuls and set his utensils down with finality.